But while you were there, you were a writer. And I think you became a TU sports editor for the Collegian.
Correct.
And what were you writing about? Do you remember the issues that the Collegian was covering then?
Well, I basically wrote a lot about the various athletic teams and sports teams and then anything else of note, you know, who was the class president and vice president, general news type stuff for the Collegian.
Some names that you worked with, you got a guy by the name of Bill Hinkle.
Absolutely.
Tell us about him then, back then. Was he?
Well, he was a character, he was a very good writer and a humorist and always kept us in stitches. Mm-hmm. Smart guy.
And Michelle Beal?
Michelle Beal was, I think she made straight A's, as I recall it to you. I don't think she ever made a B. And I always looked up to her. And then at that particular time, the Vietnam War was a big, big issue. And Michelle wanted me to sort of help protest against the war. And I said, Michelle, I can't. I'm on baseball scholarship. I can't take that risk. And I didn't. And she understood. But the Vietnam War and protesting the war was a big deal in those years.
Were they protesting on campus?
Yes.
Students came out in force.
Correct, to protest the war.
But always peaceful, I guess?
And yeah, by TU standards, very peaceful.
Unfortunately, a lot of campuses didn't have a peaceful one, but the Vietnam War, and you probably, in your own mind, you were against it yourself.
I was. Right. I actually was.
And could have written eloquently about it, but chose not to.
Exactly.
But, you know, your writing actually started back there at Nathan Hale. And tell us about Tulsa school life at Nathan.
They had a newspaper that was for basically all nine schools, and then I was asked to write to represent what went on at Nathan Hale and submit articles for the school life. So I'd write articles and they'd print them, and that's when I became fond of the idea of having a byline.
Oh, yes. Fun to see that byline in
yes,
your name
it is.
There. But didn't there were like nine Tulsa high schools who contributed?
Correct.
Tell us how that worked.
Well, it was run, the whole school life was run by one of my English teachers named Paul Dykes, and he helped put the newspaper together, and each school was asked to submit their articles. So that was, to me, I thought I'd died and gone to heaven writing articles, and then to see my name in print was a big deal.
Yeah, and probably having students talking to you about it, too.
Exactly.
Was fun. And then it was delivered a certain day of the week?
To all the schools.
So, yeah, but it was actually published, I think, in the Service Center.
Correct, that's correct.
You kind of, I don't know if they do that anymore, probably not. I don't know.
I don't either.
Right, but then you became known as the Fearless Forecaster. What was that?
Well, we were start a column where we would predict who was going to win what games. And John Hamill and I succeeded each other as the Fearless Forecaster, predicting who would win the games. And so it was fun to do. I look back and think probably had no idea what I was predicting, but it was fun.
Caused some talk, I'm sure.
Yes.
Protected you from the football players
right.
You picked against them. So then your major and minor at TU, what were they?
Well, I majored in English and minored in journalism, and the way that the degrees worked those days, because I enjoyed words and reading and writing, and then it just all worked out for me.
You weren't beginning to think about what you'd like to do in life. Here you are at TU. Thinking you'd like to be a writer for a newspaper, or did any of that start to form?
No, I was still in the era that I was going to be a professional baseball player.
Gotcha.
And then finally one day it dawned on me that this isn't going to work. You need to go out and get a real job. And wound up going to work actually for the University of Tulsa in sports information.
All right. Did you play semi-pro?
I did. I played for a semi-pro team, Quick Trip was the name of the team. And Chester Cadshaw would come out and watch us play the games.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It was fun.
So he really liked baseball then, didn't he?
He did. I think we didn't make much money, but we had a lot of fun.
Right. And we have Chester Cadshaw's interview here on voicesofoklahoma.com. So then you get a job offer from TU, and as you said, the sports information director. So then who was your boss?
Well, actually, technically, my boss was still Glenn Dobbs, the athletic director.
Okay, and what was he like to work for?
He was tough. He was stern. He required I wear a coat and tie every day to work. And he said, you know, I'm going to be sending you out to make speeches at noon. I want you in a coat and tie to represent the university well. And very stern, but he taught me a lot. He was very good to me.
Okay, so you graduated from TU in 68. So then like in 69, and how long were you sports information director?
3 years.
3 years. Do you recall sports for TU at that time? Were you excelling, were they excelling in football or baseball?
Well, they were excelling in, they were just becoming very good in baseball. They weren't excelling in football. We went down to Houston and got beat 100-6. So that was a long plane ride home after that. And but the other programs were solid. Basketball was solid. So, but the football was not a good, it was not a good era.
You know, this is an opportunity to talk a little bit more about Glenn Dobbs, because he was such a famous athlete. You know, I know he became your boss and became an administrator, but I was reading about him. He was a pass throwing halfback. He was the hero of the 7th annual Sun Bowl game, played in New Year's Day in 1942, completing 20 of his 30 short passes for 201 yards. And he was a great punter. In the game, he had a 60-yard drive in the fourth quarter for a 6-0 Tulsa victory over Tulsa Tech. And he has records of punting 87, 79, 78, and 77 yards.
Which is astounding when you read that. I mean, nothing like that happens today.
And I interviewed the son of Jim Thorpe.
Yes.
And he said his father would stand at the 50-yard line, and he could kick it either way, way beyond the goalposts. And so he was a punter as well. But Glenn Dobbs, and I think there's a statue to him. Is there?
Yes, on campus. On the campus. Right outside the stadium gate.
You're right. And he joined the pro football in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And so he brought a lot of good attention to that. And then he became an administrator and was a tough boss to you.
Yes, he was. But he was good to me.
But then, you know, when he told you to go out and speak, that was good for you, your own personal experience.
Great experience. And, you know, it's not easy just to be sent to Cushing, Oklahoma, walk into a room full of people and stand up there and give a 20-minute talk. I learned how to think on my feet.
And I suppose you talked about sports and all at TU, what was going on. And you just learned that if I just stand here and talk to people like I would talk one-on-one, that's my speech.
That's right. And I learned a lot through that exercise and did a lot of speeches.
We don't always know these things, but they're actually preparing us for further things down the road.
That we don't, at that time, necessarily anticipate.
Right. And it bore well for you, as we'll get into. All right. So you graduate. Okay. Then sports information director for 3 years. Then what happens?
Well, I'm going along happy as a clam, and I get a luncheon invitation from Tom Tripp, president of a local ad agency. And he took me to lunch and said, we want you to go to work for us because on June 5th of 71, the president's coming to town to dedicate the McClellan Kerr Arkansas River Navigation System at the Port of Catoosa. And we need somebody to coordinate all of that, and we'd like for you to do that. And we're going to double your salary, which they did. So I left TU, and my parents thought I was shiftless and thankless that I would leave my alma mater. But I took the job, and I worked for a lady named Montez Jaden, who was a retired naval commander. And she was my boss, and it was the right move. But a lot of people questioned it.
Yeah, but what an assignment, though. And you had a whole year to work on that.
Yes.
And what a compliment it was for you. Tom Tripp had to be spotting you at TU following that, and that was Ad Inc., wasn't it?
It was, and I had met Tom through the Alumni Association.
Okay.
Because he was a TU grad.
Right. So let's talk a little bit more about Montez Jaden. Where she was from, what can you tell us about her?
Well, she was a retired naval commander. She had worked for one time for Senator Bob Kerr. She was from Lindsborg, Kansas, up north of Wichita, a Swedish community. And when I went to work for her, she was very stern, but taught me a lot. She was national president of the American Women in Radio and Television. She was nationally known. She and a lady named Sadie Adwan were dear friends.
Right, right. But she helped Senator Kerr, I think, put radio and television on the air. And since KRMG is a station that brought me to town, let's talk about KRMG. She helped him put KRMG on, and here I have a picture of her.
That's her.
In a hard hat, it looks like.
Yes.
And it says KRMG across the top of it.
That's her.
And so the story of Senator Kerr wanting a radio station, they said you can't have a 50,000-watt station, but we'll beam it at Oklahoma City, and then we were 50,000 day and 25,000 at night. But we always hear about Senator Kerr, and it was Montez Jaden is part of the history of that radio station.
That's correct.
Right. And then she helped him put on Channel 9, KWTV, in Oklahoma City as well.
That is right.
So she was his right-hand woman.
Yes.
In all those endeavors. And everybody would have loved you. What did you learn from her, do you think, Montez?
Well, I learned to be prompt. Basically, she was a stern taskmaster, and she'd give me assignments, and I wouldn't hear anything for a few days. She'd come in about 3 days later, say, all right, where are we on these assignments? And she pretty much left me alone, but I had to do the assignments and do them to her satisfaction. But
right.
She taught me an awful lot, and I admired and respected her.